Okay, Parshas Chayesorah. Vayiyu Chayesorah.
My aunt died on Parshas Chayesorah, and her name was Chayesorah, and she lived in Hebron.
Okay. The show was open in Aliyah. Okay, so the first pasuk in the parasha, Vayiyu Chayesorah, Meyoshana, Ve'esm Shana, Ve'shemashana, Mishnei Chayesorah. Sarah lived 127 years. And Rashi tells us, Shnei Chayesorah, Kuon Shavin Lutayva. All her years were equal, they were all good. Sarah had all good years. Good. And of course, everybody asked the kasha, were all of Sarah's years good? For 90 years, she was an akara. She didn't have any children. For 90 years, she was an akara. She had trouble with Avimelech. Trouble with Paran. Trouble with Hagar. Trouble with Yishmael. You could say she had an easy life. It was cool and shoving with Taiva. What does Rashi mean? All the years were shoving with Taiva.
She had a good attitude.
Oh.
It's all about attitude.
Many answers that are given.
Of course.
Cool and shoving with Taiva, all her years were good. Parshat will say that all her years were good is that Sarah was Gamzu with Taiva. We had in the Gemara, Nochmesh Gamzu with Taiva. All her years were good. Whatever happened, Gamzu Lataifa, Hashem did it. This will also be good. It will also turn out good. And ultimately, at the end, Sarah's life turned out, Lataifa, it turned out all good. The word Vayiyu, the Chizkuni, others bring down, Vayiyu is Bigamatria 37. Vav Yudhei Yudvav is 37. Vayiyu Chayisara. Sarah's life was really 37 of her years. Because how old was Sarah when Yitzchak was born? She was 90. She lived to 127. So she had Yitzchak for 37 years. Vayiyu. Vayiyu was a gematria 37. Chayesara, the life of Sarah was Vayiyu, was 37 years. It all depends how you look at things in life. How you look at things. Raymond Parmashilan writes, the word Vayiyu is read backwards and forwards the same. Vav Yud Hey Yud Vav. You can read it forwards, Vav Yud Hey Yud Vav. You can read it backwards. Vav Yud Hey Yud Vav. It's all the same. Kulon Shavn L'Taiva. Whatever happened to Sarah, backwards, forwards, whatever it was, they were all good. Sarah, everything was Kulon Shavn L'Taiva. All her years were good. And whether Sarah it was good, or she had troubles, she served Hashem the same, all the years were Shavn L'Taiva. I said the story over, but Reb Nosson Tzvi, Rashiva Mir Yeshiva Yerushalayim, the last years of his life, he had Parkinson's disease. He suffered a lot. There was a bachur who also was going through a difficult time. He didn't have a cheshik to learn. Didn't have any desire to learn. So he asked somebody, tell me, how do you learn with Yisurim? How do you learn when you have Yisurim? When you have difficulties and you have Yisurim, how do you learn? So, go ask him Nosson Tzvi. If there's anybody who can answer that question, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel could answer your question. So he went to Reb Nosson Tzvi and he asked him, how can you learn with Yisur? Reb Nosson Tzvi said, you coming to me, he said.
Why are you asking me?
I don't learn with Yisurim, I learn with Ava. I learn with love for Hashem, love for the Torah. It all depends how you look at it. It all depends how you look at it. Different attitudes, different understanding. He said the story over, also brings up the same point. If Yitzchak Zilberstein says over the story, there were two elderly Russian ladies who came from Russia to Eretz Yisrael, and they were both cooks. They were cooking in the yeshiva, working in the kitchen together. And working in the kitchen together, it's not an easy job, especially when you have to cook day in and day after the bachrim. Food's never good enough. Always that's not enough. There's always, it's a difficult, quite difficult job. And one of the ladies complained, oh, what a hard job it is. Not appreciated, difficult hours, hard work. She complained. And the other one said, what are you complaining about? Back in Russia, we also cooked together in the kitchen. But they were cooking for the Russian soldiers. They were cooking for the Russian soldiers. We worked hard, the long hours, unappreciated. Baruch Hashem, we were able to come up to Eretz Yisrael. We're able to work here in Yeshiva. We're able to cook for Bachrim to learn Torah. What a schus we have. All depends how you look at it. You have two people working at the same job, two people in the same issue, same situation, and one is worlds apart. Cool and shoving with type. All depends how you look at position in life. The truth is, wherever you are, you see that. Two people are together in a situation, wherever it might be, and the attitudes are so different. And you see a cool and shoving with taiva, attitude with taiva, the tremendous schus that a person has. The pasuk tells us, how did Sarah die? Thomas Sarah, pasuk bay, she died, but here's Arba, he chevroin. And Avram came to say a hesped. Whisper the sorrow of Kaisa. And Rashi tells us, V'nismecha misas sorrow akedas Yitzchak. Why is the misa of sorrow right after the akedah of Yitzchak? Last week's parasha of Ayera ends off with the akedah of Yitzchak. And this week's parasha of Chayisara starts with the misa of sorrow. What's the connection? Lefi shalidei b'sayres ha'akedah. Since when sorrow heard the news, she heard about the akedah, she nizdamein v'nog l'shchita, that a son Yitzchak was prepared for Shechita. Avram tied up Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, ready to shecht him.
Told
her. V'chemat, afterwards. V'chemat shiloi nishchat, and he almost wasn't saved. He almost was shechted. When Sarah found out that a son was tied up and almost was shechted, parcha nishmasa hanishama left her, and she died. That's how Sarah died. When she hears about the Akedah, Sarah leaves her, and Sarah dies. Parcha neshmas v'meno, v'meisin she dies, medrash tanchuma, perkin Rebbe Eliezer, Hanashama leaves and she dies. A little hard to understand. Sarah hears about the Akedah, and the Akedah causes her misa. So there are many different approaches that are given. But we must take an approach, you need to open your mind a little bit to hear. And that is Avram. Not only did Avram stay in the Akedah, Avram performed the Akedah. Avram was ready to sacrifice Yitzchak. Sarah, on the other hand, she hears about it, and Hanashama can't fathom it, she dies. But it was to say, because the Akedah was Avram's Nisayin, and not Sarah's Nisayin. Since it was Avram's Nisayin, Hashem gave Avram the kayak, the power to be able to handle it. It was his Nisayin. Hashem came, the Akedah was not Sarah's Nisayin at all. It wasn't her test at all. Therefore, she didn't have that extra siyata d'shmaya, that extra help from Hashem to be able to handle the Nisayin, and to her, it had an effect of parch rishmasa, rishmasa v'mesa.
So why is that considered Nisayin?
For Avram, it wasn't Nisayin.
No, when
Hashem says a person a test, a person has the ability to pass the test. He has the chira what to do, but he has the ability to pass. Sometimes a person needs superhuman strength, we'll say, to overcome a nisayon. But he has that within him to overcome a nisayon. Sarah, it wasn't her nisayon. A person who enters somebody else's nisayon, sometimes it's too much. We just had in the Gemara, Dovra Melech said to Hashem, test me. Dovra Melech yes, Hashem, what is the bracha? Shimon Esri started, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. And not okay, David. So Hashem told David, because they all passed tests. So David said, test me. And what happened? Hashem sends the whole story about Sheva. At the end, David says to Hashem, Halavai, I never should have asked for the test in the first place. Don't ask for tests. Tests, don't ask. If a test comes your way, Hashem sent a test to you, then Hashem is watching over you. But don't ask for tests. The Gemara tells us many times, we tell the Nazir, go around the Karim, around the vineyard. Don't walk through the vineyard. Because the vineyard has grapes, and the Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes. Don't put yourself in a matzav in a situation of an Nisayon.
The Rebbe said last week, it depends what the Nisayon is. If it's you putting yourself in the Nisayon, it should be something to avoid. But
correct.
If it's Hashem
bringing it, exactly. Exactly. So the Nazir should not walk through the vineyard.
Because it's his.
It's his.
Isn't this problematic? Sarah didn't ask for this test. Sarah didn't inquire. Ran to tell her.
She wasn't tested.
That's the point.
Okay.
So how does she then, Yotze Nishmasa, she didn't ask for this.
You're right.
She couldn't take it.
But she heard about it. It was too much. It was too much for her, for her Nishmasa.
Who told her?
Another idea brought down. This Yisholam is down at length. The idea is brought down earlier, and that idea is that Sarah was supposed to die at this time anyway. This was her time to die. This was the life of Sarah. She lived 127 years. It was her time to die. She didn't die 1 second earlier because of that Akedah. She died at a time. However, the Sultan came along and he said, Avram passed the test of the Akedah. I couldn't catch Avram. I have one last chance. You know what I'll do? I'll make it that the exact time that Sarah dies, she'll hear about the Akedah. So it will look like Sarah died
because of
the Akedah, and perhaps Avraham will have Charata that he performed the Akedah, because it looked like the Akedah caused the Misa of Sarah. The Satan did that. Not that Sarah died because of Akedah. Sarah died at her time. But the Satan timed everything perfectly that it should appear that Sarah died because of Akedah. And why did the Satan do that? In order that Avraham should have Charata. Avraham should say, oh, look what happened from the Akedah. I should have done it. And if Avraham would have had Charata on the Akedah, he would lose all the schusim of the Akedah.
That's why it says, Luz put first and then of Kaisa.
So Avraham didn't. The idea was to see if Avraham would have charata, like we say in davening. Remove the satan from before us and behind us. What does it mean milafaneinu? Before we do a mitzvah, the satan tries to stop us before we do a mitzvah. Miacharenu means even after we did the mitzvah, the satan comes. You shouldn't have done it. Have charata. You should have done it differently. The Satan tries to make us have charata on the mitzvah. The person has charata, he can end up losing the entire mitzvah that he did. So Sarah, the Akedah, was not what killed Sarah. Sarah lived a full life. The Satan arranged it to try to convince Avraham to have charata. It was an extension of the sign of the Akedah. Of course, it says later on, Ephraim and Avraham enter negotiations over the Maras Machpelah. And Avraham expresses to Ephraim his desire to buy the Maras Machpelah. And Ephraim tells Avraham in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hasadin Asatiloch from Ma'ara Shabbat Chasatiyah. It's yours. Take the field, take the cave, it's yours. And Avraham tells Ephraim, take the money, they start negotiating, and Ephron throws out a price, Eretz Arba Meis, an exorbitant price, 400 shekel kesef, Oivel Asoicher, the best coins. Ephron demands the best. What happened? A few psukim earlier, Ephron is the most generous person in town. Take it, it's all yours. No, I'll pay for it. Oh, you're paying for it? Okay. 400 shekel kesef, the best, everything has to be. What happened? So we said this. So everyone knows the story. The Rambam and the philosophers at his time had a famous argument: if it's possible to take a cat or a creature, an animal, and change its teva, change its nature. And they said that you could train an animal and change its nature. And the Rambam said it's impossible. You can't change the nature of an animal. So they took a cat, and they trained the cat to walk on 2 feet, to carry food. They trained the cat to be a waiter, and the cat would be a waiter serving food. They would come out carrying a tray, picking up, putting down food, taking away food. They trained the cat to be a waiter. And they perfected it to a T. And they invited the Rambam to a suda, and they told him, we're going to show you how we trained the cat to be a waiter. And the cat walks out, carrying a tray of food, and all the philosophers are sitting there looking at the Rambam. See? We changed the nature of the cat. The Rambam takes out a little box from his pocket with a mouse inside. And he opens the box and a mouse runs on the floor. The cat is standing carrying the tray of food. As soon as the cat sees the mouse, bang! The tray goes falling to the floor. The cat's back on all four, on all four legs. And the cat is chasing after the mouse. Can't change the nature of a cat. Can't change the nature of an animal. You might train him to do something a little bit differently, but the teva remains. And as soon as the cat saw the mouse, the cat dropped the tray and ran after the mouse. Ephraim was the same way. Ephraim really wanted the money. Ephraim really was a businessman. Ephraim had no intentions of giving away for free. But the protocol, Avraham comes, he had to make the offer. But as soon as Avraham says, no, I'll pay you, Ephraim drops the tray, back on all four legs. Abra Meir, Shekel Kesef, 400 Shekel Kesef, Oyvel Asaycher, he wants the best. It's very difficult to change Teva, to change a person's nature. Right, Yisrael Salanta said, it's easier to learn Ganshas than it is to uproot one band meter, change one band meter. It's very hard to change a person's nature. We all know it's true. We all would like to change certain parts of our midos, or personalities, whatever it might be. It's difficult. It's very hard. Very, very, very hard. Very hard to change. Torah. A person who wants Torah. Torah changes a person. A person becomes different. Torah becomes part of a person. He's not the same person that he was before. And through learning Torah, Musa could change the, it could change the nature of a person. But otherwise, without learning Torah, it's impossible to change the nature of a person. It says in Perek Chavdal with Pasuk Aleph, Va'avrohom zokein boba yomim, va'ashem beirach es Avrohom bakayom. Avrohom was a zokein boba yomim. What does it mean, boba yomim? Came days. What days? Years, days. So there's a medrash that brings down, it refers to the Yom HaLeido and the Yom HaMisa. The two most important days in a person's life is the day that he's born, the day he enters this world. Now he has his whole future ahead of him. He could accomplish. He has all the whole world in front of him. And then we have the Yom HaMisa, where a person looks back. It's hard to make a din b'cheshbin on everything that happened through his life, during his lifetime. Avraham Zokein Baba Yomim, he came complete with his days, the Yom HaLeido and the Yom HaMisa. And we told over the story many times. There was a traveler who was a historian. He used to travel around through towns in Europe looking at the Beis HaKvaros, going into the cemeteries and examining and reading the Matzevos and the graves to see who was buried where and to see if any interesting stories to pick up. I think it was in Lemberg. He comes to the town of Lemberg. He walks into the Beis HaKvaros and he starts reading the Matzevos and he's puzzled. The first Matzevos says, this person lived 10 years and 5 days. Next Matzevos says, this person lived 20 years and 6 months. This person lived 30 years and 2 weeks. Strange dates on the Matzevos, strange times. So he asked the Chevra Kadisha, what happened here? Everyone's dying days, weeks, 20 years, 30, what happened? So they told him no. These people lived a long life. But in the Matzeva we write the actual time of the life they used to accomplish, time they used to learn, daven, do chesed, to do mitzvahs. I guess they kept a cheshbon of some sorts when a person learned, and everybody had his own cheshbon, how much time he spent. This person spent 10 years doing mitzvahs. This person was 20 years. This person was 30 years. We don't write down the physical time they lived, but the spiritual time that they lived. The amount of time they spent learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. The Avram Zokein Bobayom. Avram came with all of his days. When Avram came time for Avram to leave this world, Avram was Bobayom. He was able to come with all his days. All his days were used properly. Like the Medrash says, Yeshucha Adam Shehu Bezikna Ve'enim Yom. There are those people who are old, but they don't have days. There are those that have Bayomim days, but they don't have old age. Avokan zikna kineged yomim. But he had zikna corresponding to the amount of days, and the yomim kineged zikna, the amount of days corresponding to the old age. That Avram used all his days wisely, and that's why it says baba yomim. Avram came with all of his days, all his Torah, all his mitzvahs. His days were used wisely. Baba yomim. Okay. It's not easy to do. Well, we mentioned by the Sim earlier, Hayoim, the way to do is to look at one day at a time. A person looks at his whole life, oh, how could I fight the Yetzer Hara for years and years and years? It's very difficult. But a person looks at one day at a time, today I'll hold myself back. Just for today. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow, I'll worry about tomorrow. A person looks at one day at a time, he's able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The next vart is a famous vart. We said this over also many times. Rivka comes to the well. Eliezer comes and he watches Rivka. And the pasuk tells us in Perichof Gimel, sorry, in Perichof Dalet, pasuk Yitzayin, pasuk tells us, Vayorot ha'evad ukrosa. The Eved ran to greet Rivka. And Rashi tells us, why did Eliezer run towards Rivka? It says, Rashi, Vayorot ha'evad ukrosa, v'sherah sh'aru ha'mayim ukrosa. He saw the water came up to greet him. He saw the water of the well came up to Rivka. The water came up. Must be she's at Tzadikus. And the water rose. He ran towards her and he says, please let me have some water. And she says, here, drink. And later on, in Pasuk Chof, the Pasuk tells us, Vatamaher, Vata'ar Kadel HaShaykes, But she went to Philip afterwards, Philip, he has his camels. Suddenly, she has to bend over, bend down to the well, and draw out the water. Doesn't seem like the water rose again for her at this point. The water rose the first time when Eliezer saw her, but the water did not rise for her again at this point. But, so, why did the water rise for her again? So, Levi Tzibadichev says, because the first time she went to the well for herself. She went for herself. Hashem said, Tzadekis, why should she have to bother to bend down? The water rose. The second time she went to the well was to do a chesed for Eliezer. When it came to do a chesed for somebody else, Hashem said, no, no, no. Do a chesed. Put all your kaychas into it. Give it all you have. Work hard. The schar is so much greater. When you do a chesed, you have to put all your kaychas into it. So the second time, the water didn't rise, because when doing a chesed, fakert, Hashem wants a person to put all his kaychas into doing a chesed and to help somebody else. A lot of times people see, they start doing a chesed, and it gets difficult. Thought it would be a 1, 2, 3 chesed, and they get so involved and difficult. That's what a chesed involves. No one said that doing a chesed is easy for somebody. A chesed might involve a little bit difficulty, a little bit hardship. But fakir, the chesed is so much greater when a person puts his kaychas into it, and a person does a chesed. The story I said over. Also, there was a Yid, Reb Lippa, and Reb Lippa was a Meister Tzadik, and there was an Amana in town, and her goat had died. And the Amana had no other means of livelihood. Reb Lippa took it upon himself to buy her another goat. And on the way to buy her a goat, he meets Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay? Story. He meets Eliyahu Hanavi. And he tells Eliyahu Hanavi, I'm sorry, I can't stay to talk with you. I have to go buy a goat for the Amon. And he leaves Eliyahu Hanavi, and he goes and he buys the goat. When the Rishonim said over this story, the Rishonim said the following. The Rishonim said, usually we would say, Reb Lippa was zeicha to Gilui Eliyahu. But in this story, I say, fakert. Eliyahu was zeicha to Gilui Reb Lippa. He saw how great a chesed is. Chesed is so great that even when meeting Eliyahu Hanavi, he went ahead to do the chesed. Sometimes we underestimate the value of chesed. We think that chesed, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. We underestimate a chesed, but the truth is, a chesed is worth a lot. And the more effort the person puts into a chesed, the schar is so much greater. And how many stories we have of people who did chesed? And I know, Heshen, you always ask. I hope you don't mind I'm saying this. How could it be I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah or a chesed and I fell and I was hurt? How could it be? How could it possibly happen? How could it possibly be? So, what's the answer? Well, how could it be?
I came late.
Okay, fine. What's the answer? So, I am part of a tyrant. Many, you can say many answers. Part is, if I can't, maybe that day he was supposed to fall, whatever the reason was. But Hashem did you a favor. Instead of falling for narishkeit, you fell while doing a mitzvah. You fell while doing a mitzvah. You fell while doing a mitzvah. So this way, if I care, the fell came because of a mitzvah. It becomes part of the mitzvah now. So you have schar. Because the chesed was difficult. The mitzvah was difficult. And you picked yourself up and you continue doing the mitzvah. And the truth is, some nights it's very hard to come in and learn. I had a very difficult week this week, last week, coming out. It's hard nights. But I came very late. I apologize. I had a hard time. And the Yetzer Hara, so what? So we'll learn one night. We'll take a night off. Forget it. If it gets difficult, okay. You know what? Keep on going. Mitzvahs don't have to be easy. Sometimes if it's a little harder, we push ourselves, we go a little further. Chayisar is a parsha of Chesed, Rivka Chesed, parsha of Shaduchim. It says later on that when Rivka came to the tent of Sarah, the pasuk tells us that the brachas returned. There were 3 brachas in the tent. There was an on a cloud on top of the tent. Then there, the candles burnt me Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And there was a bracha in the dough. It didn't say it's be'isa. When Rivka died, the bracha stopped. And when Sarah died, the bracha stopped. And when Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent, the brachas all returned. the brachas returned. There was a bracha in the dole, the ner burnt Rav Shem Sam Shabbos, and there was an ono on a cloud on top of the tent. Rashi in Perich Chof Dalet, Pasuk Samach Zayin, says Rashi, Ha'ilo Sara Ima, when he brought it into the oil, she was like Sarah. She calls a man, she's Sarah Kayemis, as long as Sarah was alive, Ha'yinedok, the candle burned from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. It was a bracha mitzvah b'isid, a bracha in the dough, and the onan was on top of the oil. When Sarah died, it stopped. Shabbos Rivka, Chazru, they returned. I think the Chiddush Erim says, very interesting. When it comes to the chesed Rivka did, the Torah spells it out in detail. Every step. She tamed the pail, she lowered the pail, she bent, she drew out the water, put the pail, gave Eliezer his camels, gave Eliezer a drink. Many psukim describe the chesed. And when it comes to the nisim that happened, when Rivka entered Sarah's tent and the nisim happened, one word, Hayala Sarah Ima, she became like Sarah Ima, his mother. And we have to learn, what does it mean? It means the Nisim returned. The Torah doesn't describe the Nisim at all. That we have to read between the lines, between the words. When it comes to the Chesed Sarah, Rivka did, Torah describes it play by play, every single move she made. Why? Because what matters in Shemayim? Chesed that a person does. The Nisim? Fine. Nisim or Nisim. It's not the Chesed a person does. The Nisim, fine, the Torah tells us she was at Tzedekes, she was right to marry Yitzchak, she took the place of Sarah, the Nisim happened. But who was Rivka? Rivka wasn't somebody that Nisim happened to, Rivka was a Balas Chesed. And therefore the Torah describes over and over and over again, play by play, every action that Rivka did. So let's be mechazik ourselves, saying Chesed, saying learning, mechazik ourselves, listen, the weather's turning cold now, finally winter's arriving, and need to bundle up a little bit. And like you said, a warm neshama is what we need. Not warm hands, right? A warm neshama. So let's try to keep the neshama warm. How do you keep the neshama warm? Torah, mitzvahs, chesed, not to mechazik ourselves. And we shtak all be zeiche to see Mashiach's came here, you may know, amen.